This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The woes of the subway systems in New York and in Washington, D.C. have gotten a whole lot of press the past year or so, maybe more, actually. Fires and crashes, general deficiencies. But at least they're running, for the most part. In Baltimore, the whole system has been shut down on purpose for a couple of weeks now to make emergency repairs. 40,000 people a day out of luck, and a telling symptom of bigger problems in a city with deep economic inequality. From WYPR in Baltimore, Marketplace's Amy Scott has that one.
At the Reisterstown Plaza metro station, loudspeakers are blasting WTTZ, the Maryland Transportation Channel. Yes, the Baltimore Metro has a radio station, but for the next few weeks, no subway service. I found Habib Malik standing on the curb waiting for one of the free shuttles running during the repairs.
Getting back and forth to work is kind of difficult because we don't know what time to come out here to catch the bus. I'm not even sure if the bus stop here or the bus stop over there, you know.
He gave himself an extra hour for a trip that normally takes 7 minutes. Today, Daisha Bunting was half an hour late to her job at Burger King.
They were understanding because, you know, they know the train is down right now, but I'm missing out on money.
Transportation headaches are nothing new in Baltimore. Last spring, the city revamped its bus system with new routes designed to be more efficient and reliable.
And we had the same exact problem where everybody was confused. They didn't know what bus to catch. And then they're raising the prices on top of that.
What we're looking at in Baltimore is systematic, gross underinvestment in the transportation system.
Samuel Jordan is president of the Baltimore Transit Equity Coalition. He says even when the metro is running, nearly 2 out of 3 jobs in the region can't be reached by public transportation within 90 minutes. He calls it transit detention.
Our calculations show that at minimum, the economy is losing about $325 million a year just in transit detention. The burden is borne always by people of color, low income, and households that don't have access to cars.
Former restaurant owner Jimmy Rouse says the unreliable transit system is costly for workers and businesses.
I ended up having to fire good employees who wanted to work because they couldn't get to work on time.
Rouse helped found the advocacy group Transit Choices to push for a better system. He points to a 2015 Harvard study that looked at patterns of poverty in the U.S.
And it showed that the number one obstacle for people rising out of poverty in this country was neither poor education or crime, but poor public transit.
Rouse says the new bus system will work better for Baltimore when the MTA installs GPS tracking and tackles worker absenteeism. When the city's one subway line is working, it's one of the more reliable ways to get around. Maryland Transportation Secretary Pete Ron spoke at a meeting with state lawmakers from Baltimore last week. The agency has added dedicated bus lanes and is coordinating service with large employers.
We are making record investments in transit right now. We're very much aware that there are many people who depend upon transit as their mode of getting around.
But the sudden subway shutdown has left those who rely on it, like Daisha Bunting in Northwest Baltimore, feeling neglected.
This area doesn't make a lot of money. So, you know, I feel like they tend to leave us out of a lot of stuff. They don't really care.
While we talk, a coach pulls up on the other side of a 6-lane street. She and the others, hoping it's their bus, make a run for it. Subway service is expected to resume in mid-March, but another shutdown to repair worn tracks is scheduled for August. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.